Should be interesting. Okay, do we have a blackboard or a whiteboard here I can write on? Yeah. Okay, today I'm going to be your teacher. What? Well, that's it. That's good enough. Who knows how to write here? Okay, so I need someone to write on the board because I don't know how to write. I know how to write, but I'm real messy when I write. So, who's the best one? Why don't you pick someone, brother? Okay, here's your weapons. Okay, so we're going to teach you what you shouldn't do if you want to be peaceful. There's four things you shouldn't do. And we call them the four D's. We teach them a little nonviolent communication here. You know about that? Or?
Yes.
So four D's.
The Ministry of Education.
Oh, they're using that. So I'm going to try to teach it for them. So the first one, we're going to give you a fancy word first, then we'll go to a simple word. It's called diagnosis. You know how to spell diagnosis? D-I-A-G. That's right. That's right. You got it. And I'm going to give you a simple word, too. No. N-O-S-I-S. Wow, that's good. Some of you are good spellers. So, diagnosis means to give someone a name. Like when you're angry with someone, what do you do? What do you call them? Give me some names. You're going to have to write these things down. No, that's right. Right over here, to the right. Give me some names. Who has some names that you call people when you're angry with them? What?
Egghead.
Okay, let's get that name. Another nice name? Dogface. This is interesting, you know. Yeah.
I'm Doofus.
Doofus. Okay. What?
Molly Stinky Face?
All right. Who else? Okay. You want it? Twit? Okay. These are new words I haven't learned before, you know. Thank you for helping with me with my vocabulary today. It's a good lesson, yeah.
Dumbo.
Okay. Yeah. No, you. Brat. Okay, we'll have one or two more. Okay. Kid?
Idiot.
Okay. All right. No more names right now. So,
reset.
So you see how enthusiastic you were to give names to people, bad names to people? You see that? And if I asked for good names, you'd come out, maybe one or two of you would raise your hands. So what happens? So you use these names. Well, what names do adults use sometimes?
Oh.
What?
Idiot.
You don't have to write these down. What? Well, no bad words here in class. What? Ugly. What? Brat. Yeah.
Maniac.
Okay. Now, what words do religious people use sometimes? Here's a good one. What? Who?
Oh, no.
I'll give you a hint. Demon.
Ooh.
What?
Sinner.
Devil. What else? Evil. What? Okay. Nonsense. Nonsense. Maya. Frankenstein. My. Okay, reset. That's a good word. Reset, reset, reset. Okay. So what happens when you call someone a name like that? They become your... I'm going to answer it. They become your enemy. Prabhupada said, you give a dog a bad name and kick him. So... It's hard for me to think when everything is loud. So you give the dog a bad name and kick him. So if you give someone that label, let's say if I was to turn him around, just watch the board, and put on his back, idiot. Well, you would think of him very badly, right? So do you like to be called it? Any of you like to be called an idiot?
No.
Do any of you like to be called Dumbo? No. So why do you do that to other people? Why do we do that to other people? Because we don't have a good imagination. We don't understand that everybody is just like us, right? He has the same feelings as me. He has the same feelings as me. You all understand that? Everybody feels pain. Everybody feels happiness, and it's called a failure of imagination. You all know what imagination is?
Yes.
That means you can imagine it being like Fiji or mountains in your mind, or like a dream. Because we can't imagine what it's like to be another person, we give them the name like that, and then we hate them. Because of that name, okay? So if we want peace, we have to stop doing that. We have to stop giving people names. Let's put, just write, giving people names. Diagnosis, giving people names. The same thing. We have to see everyone like ourselves. In Krishna consciousness, we are told to see everyone like ourselves. Because everyone is the son of who? Krishna. Everyone has the same father. That means everyone is your brother or sister, right?
Yeah.
What about the animals? Are the animals our brothers and sisters too?
Yes.
So, what should we do? Should we eat the animals?
No.
Someone said yes here. Who likes to eat animals here? You like to eat animals. So.
Okay. Shh.
But would you eat your brothers and sisters? So if you see everybody like your brother and sister, you won't call them those names anymore. Okay, that's the first thing you have to avoid. Now the next thing you write is denial. That's a fancy word. That means when you do something, you blame someone else. Did you ever do something that your parents chastise you for?
Yes.
And what do? You say, it's not my fault, right? My brother made me do it. I did it because I was angry. So that means, do you all understand the word responsibility?
Yes.
So we have to take responsibility for our own actions and thoughts. That's another thing that causes, just leave that like that. Instead, actually, the opposite of that, just write, take responsibility. Okay? And then another thing that causes war and fighting between people is something called demands. We're going to give him a second to write that down. The next number three is demands. Demands mean when you tell someone, I have to have it. You ever tell your parents, I have to have this, you don't get this from me, I'm going to throw a fit? I'm going to make your life miserable? So many wars in the world today are like that. The people in different countries think that they have to have something that other people have in another country. What is one thing that people want to have that other countries have? Yeah.
Nuclear weapons.
What's another thing? You use it in your car. What is it called? Petroleum. So many wars are fought because people want petroleum, right? So that's called demands. Okay? And then the fourth thing is what we call deserve. Not dessert. You can eat dessert, that's fine. But deserve means if someone does something you don't like, what do you think? You deserve to suffer, right? And you also think, I deserve to enjoy because I'm special. But actually, everybody's equal. So these are the four things that if we can avoid or not do those four things, then we can be peaceful with other people. These are the things that cause us to fight other people and other living entities. Does everybody understand that?
Yeah.
If you can give up calling people names or even calling yourself names, and you can take responsibility for everything you do and everything you think, and you could not demand things from your parents, from your teachers, but be very happy to accept whatever they give, and to not try to punish people or punish yourself. That's deserve. You ever try to punish someone for being bad? Your friends, you know. No, you never did that.
Revenge.
Okay, revenge. So these things cause people to fight. And let's get to the Krishna conscious idea now. So in the Krishna conscious books, it says that one should see everyone as part and parcel of Krishna. Okay? So now we're going to tell you what to do. So you got the four D's there. And now we're going to tell you how to actually develop compassion for people. The positive thing. Okay, we've got another list here. Number one is, how to put this in simple language. When you see something, you all know the word observe or to see something. Instead of making a diagnosis or giving people names or something like that, we should see things like a computer sees things. In other words, if we look at him, we don't say he's good looking or bad looking. We just say he has black hair, right? And a blue shirt. So instead of judging people, which we often do, we should just look at them with the not judgment, non-judgment. Maybe they heard this in Buddhism too. You
know. We couldn't hear much in the Buddhist temple.
Oh,
it's
you didn't?
Hard to understand.
Okay. So not to judge people. Okay? So just put, just to observe. You know how to spell observe? Observe without judgment. Let's give some examples of that. So what is the temperature like in this room? Does anyone know? Is it hot or cold? These are all judgments, right? You're judging it because it's all based upon what you see. It's not based upon the thermometer. An observation would be, you have a thermometer here? No. All right, an observation would be, it's 19 degrees. Instead, you are thinking your feelings or your judgment is more important than anyone else's. Like someone is saying it's warm, another person is saying it's cold. So then you have a fight, right? You have the thermostat sometimes in the room, and you say, turn up the heat. The other person will say, turn down the heat. And so then there's a little fight there. But if we can see things without making a judgment, then we can avoid the fighting. So observe. And the next one is to understand your feelings and to understand other people's feelings. You know, other people have feelings just like you do. All right, let's hear it. Who has feelings in this room? All right, let's hear some feelings. Okay. Happy, that's a good feeling. Yeah, another one?
Sad
is another feeling. Yeah.
Excited.
Embarrassed.
Embarrassed,
okay.
Surprised.
Astonished.
Wow.
Weird.
What?
Weird.
You feel weird, that's good.
Satisfied.
Interested. Good. Does anybody here feel bored?
No.
You're all honest, that's good. Any other? Yeah.
Confused.
Good.
Exhausted.
And what else? One more.
Curious.
Okay. So these are feelings. Shh. Okay, so feelings. And then you have feelings because you have certain needs. Why? Everybody has needs, right? Do you all need water sometimes? Do you all need air? Sometimes?
No.
Always. Do you all need food?
Yes.
Always?
Yes.
No, not always. Okay. So why, let's talk about the feelings and what need causes the feelings. Let's say someone is bored. What do they need? Why is that? Why are they bored? Why?
Because they don't have anything to do.
So they have a need for doing something. Let's make it positive, okay? They have a need to do something to occupy their minds, a need to stimulate their minds. So someone is sad. Why? Why are you sad? Because they got hurt. So they had,
someone
hurt their feelings, so they're sad. So they have a need for love, right? So let's make it all positive. We should try to always be positive about things because needs are always positive. So someone else is hungry. Why are they hungry? Yeah. They need food. That's a positive thing. Very good. Very, very good. So put down needs under three over there. So we all have these needs. Everybody has the same needs. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like I need food. I need air. I need friends. You all need friends, right?
Yeah.
And I need Krishna.
Yeah.
You all need Krishna.
Yeah.
So if you see that everybody is equal and you all have the same needs, you're all the same. It doesn't matter what religion you are, what country you came from, what color skin you have, what color hair you have, what color eyes you have. It doesn't matter. Everybody is the same. Let's even talk about the animals. Does anyone here ever play with a cow? No. So the cows have a need for love, right? The cows have a need for food. The cows have a need to sleep sometimes. And the cows also have friends. Other cows. So all of God's creatures, all of Krishna's creatures, have all these needs, and they're all the same. It's interesting, isn't it? So their needs are just as important as my needs. When we can see that, there'll be peace. Okay? So we got needs. That's very, very important. So that's basically all we need to understand. We can do a further what we call analysis or discussion on this. But if we understand what I presented here, we can't always have peace between people and peace between all living entities. Because another problem is that if we don't treat every living entity equally, we get something called karma. Does everyone know what karma is?
Yes.
Let's see, what happens? What happens if I hit Prana here? Slap it. What happens? What karma? What karma will I get?
Somebody hits you back?
Yeah. One of you will come up and slap me back. That's called instant karma. Now, but it may not happen right away. I may have to be born again and someone will hit me. So if we treat anybody in a way that we would not want to be treated, the same thing will happen to us in the future. That's very important to understand, to keep peace between even animals and people. Okay? So I want to thank you for listening to this explanation of how to keep peace according to Krishna consciousness and also nonviolent communication. So does anybody have any questions? Yeah. How do you preach Krishna consciousness in the world is in conflicts?
When the world is in conflict.
First of all, we explain in a Krishna conscious way how to avoid those conflicts. Because conflicts are normal. That's one thing everybody should understand. It's normal to have differences of opinion. That is not bad. But it's what you do after you have those conflicts. Some people, they have a difference of opinion and they say, you have to listen to me or else I'll hit you or throw an atom bomb at you or something like that. But we have to see that all conflicts or differences come from people trying to meet their needs. If we see like that, then we can have peace in the world. In other words, let's say we have people in the Middle East who are very angry at us because for different reasons. Why? Because they may not have enough to eat. They may not have good schools like you have here. And they have a need for the same things you and I have. And because they don't have them, that's why they're angry. And you would be angry too if you were in the same situation. To put yourself in someone else's shoes. You understand that expression? That doesn't mean you take my shoes there and you start walking away with my shoes. But you imagine if you want to know what a sannyasi is like, you imagine you're like me. Or if you want to know what someone feels in a different part of the world, then you put yourself imagination in that situation. And you think, if I was doing that, if I was there, how would I feel? And that's the main reason, the main way to create peace in the world. To put yourself, it's called role playing, to put yourself in other people's shoes. Okay? And then we can teach, but Krishna consciousness is very good at teaching that because Krishna says in the fifth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, he says, if one understands that Krishna is the well-wisher of all living entities, Krishna is the enjoyer, Krishna is the proprietor, that is the peace formula, and that unifies everybody, and everyone's equal. Okay? And yeah, another question.
Is preaching Krishna consciousness the only way to solve conflict?
Preaching Krishna consciousness is the permanent way to solve conflicts. Why? Because if you don't recognize that Krishna is ultimately the enjoyer and that all of us are related to Krishna as his children, then you're going to see differences between people. Now, we're not talking about Krishna consciousness in terms of being a sectarian religion. any religion is the same as Krishna consciousness if they teach one to love God. Prabhupada said, if your system of religion helps you love God, that is first class. So basically, we are not sectarian. You don't understand the word sectarian? We're not thinking of ourselves the best. We should understand that every religion is meant for loving God. If they're not loving God, they're not practicing their religion properly. And God has many names. He's called Krishna, Allah, Jehovah. He's the same person. There's one God. Okay.
What does peace mean to you?
What does peace mean to me? Peace to me means basically finding out what my needs are, spiritual needs, material needs, and having those needs satisfied. That's internally. And then helping others, what we call facilitating or helping others understand what their needs are and working together so that everybody's needs, including the ultimate spiritual need, are satisfied. Yeah.
What is your role in peace?
What is my role in peace? To teach you these things. Yeah.
Say if someone slept another guy, and then someone else slept the guy who slept the other guy, wouldn't that just keep on coming on as karma?
Yeah, what you're asking is a very interesting question, because in many parts of the world, one part where I do a lot of work is called the Balkan area in Europe. And that's in the southern part of Europe, where you have these countries where people have been slapping each other for hundreds of years. You know, so someone slaps someone else. And they don't just slap. They kill each other. And then they think, you people killed my father, so I'm going to kill you. And then it goes back the other direction, so we're going to kill you. We're going to kill you. And there's a saying in the Bible that says, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But there's another saying that I have, if you do an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, the whole world will be blind and toothless. Did you ever hear that before? It's an interesting saying. So in other words, if you're always getting even with people, what do we talk about here? Deserve. If you're always doing that, there won't be peace. So how do you solve it? Let's say someone slaps you. You solve it in the beginning. Someone slapped you. You don't slap them back. What you do is you do something that's called a timeout. You ever heard of a timeout? That you take a little walk and you think, I don't like to get slapped. I'm in pain. Does anyone here like to get slapped? Raise your hand if you like to get slapped. Okay. We'll arrange for that later. So if you get slapped, you actually go through this process that I got slapped and I feel really bad. Don't you feel bad when you're slapped? And I have a need to be protected. So you make sure you don't get slapped again. That's the first point. And secondly, you try to understand why the person slapped you. Why do you think the person slapped you? What? They're what? He's grumpy? You don't want to do that. That's this thing right here. You say, he's grumpy, he's an egghead, he's a dog face, he's a doofus, he's a stinky face, he's a twit, a dumbo, brat, and an idiot. And that's why he slapped me. No. He slapped you, maybe he slapped you because his mother gave him a spanking this morning. So don't you feel bad that he's in pain. So that's why he slapped you. Not because he's a doofus. No one is a doofus. There's no eggheads, dumbos, doofus, stinky faces. So if you understand, the reason he did that was because he was in pain. And then you will feel sorry for him, right? Okay, one more question. How much more time do we have?
We're just about ready to.
Okay, so I think we have to go. The boss told me we have to end right now.
Thank you very much.
So thank you very much.
Amit, do you have a question?
What's that? What did he say?
Where do you have to go?
Where do I have to go? I have to go to the temple to see the deities. But we have other visits. We're visiting other people's homes after that.
Christian Punjab.
Okay. Okay, Christian. Yeah, something like that. You step away instead of just like react. You know what reacting is?
Yes.
Yeah, usually we react. Like if someone punches us, boom, we punch them back. Someone calls us a name, we call them a name back, right? So instead of doing that, we think, why did that person do that? He must be very sad. Of course, I'm sad that I got punched too. So we have to be conscious of both things. Should we take more questions or is it? Okay. Can you have another keratan? I don't think we have time right now for. Do we? Oh, you want another kid?
Yeah, the little kids. The older kids definitely.
The little ones are getting.
But the older kids probably do have questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, you take the little ones. Okay. The DDs are open at 12:30, right? Oh, so we have time.
It'd be great if you could do this work.
The ministry, it's a lot easier.
The ministry are